You're listening to the CIP podcast, the study broadcast, season 4, episode 10. I'm your host, Mike. In this show, we explore the world of study abroad, offering advice, insights, and travel stories, bridging perspectives and cultures along the way. On this episode, we'll be speaking with Ainsley, a University of Guelph exchange student who recently returned from her exchange to Southampton and who completed our CIP reentry program, Unpacking Your International Experience, which is available on CourseLink. So let's get right into it. Today on the show, we're pleased to welcome Ainsley. Ainsley, to get started, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your study abroad experience?
For sure, Mike. I'm so happy to be on today. So my name is Ainsley. I am a University of Guelph student, fourth year in the arts and science program. So I am studying biology and psychology. Some hobbies that I would say that I have, they would consist of spending lots of time outdoors. I'm a big camper. I love to hike. I love to beach. I love spending time on the beach and on my boat during the summertime. I have a dog. He is my favorite thing in the world. Back home, and yeah, I am super passionate about travel, especially after this experience. Hope to do some more in my future. Career goals, I would say I am going to be pursuing teaching. I'd love to be a high school science teacher, so that's kind of where my future is headed.
Sounds good. So it sounds like coming back home, you have a lot to look forward to, whether it's your hobbies, spending time with your pets, or exploring career opportunities. So oftentimes we hear from students that their transition back home is said to be bittersweet. They're happy to be back home, but at the same time, they're missing their friends and their way of life that they may have left behind, in your case, in the UK. So what was transitioning like back home for you after your exchange?
So transitioning home, definitely bittersweet is a great word to describe it. Leading up to it, one about like the last weeks that we were all together, the friends that I met abroad, we hosted a little picnic, said our goodbyes, and that was truly one of the hardest days. Just to see everyone, knowing what we had experienced together, moving on back to their own countries. I met people from Barcelona. I met people from like Penn State in the States, like all sorts of different areas, schools, things like that. And to think that no one back home really could understand leaving that behind, it was a little bit daunting. And I didn't know how to reconnect back to 6 months. Everyone was moving ahead back in Guelph. I was moving ahead 5,000 kilometers away. So it was a little bit challenging that way. I have a great support system with family, friends. I wasn't concerned about losing any of that. It was more so just how am I going to fit in with all of the amazing memories and experiences, knowing that maybe some people back home wouldn't quite understand it. So that was definitely the bittersweet part, but I am so grateful that I would do it all over again, even if I felt that I was missed or missing people. So
sounds good. It seems like when you come back home, you need that time to sort of process that experience and communicate those stories to people who haven't had that similar shared experience. So I know from a CIP standpoint, we try to help students do this through our reentry program, which covers topics about self-reflection, thinking about how your time abroad may have shaped or influenced your identity, thinking about intercultural competencies and some of those transferable skills that might come back to assist you in the workplace. So I know that you studied abroad almost a year ago. After thinking about or reflecting on the reentry course, what were some of your new or insightful takeaways from your experience?
So this is a great question. And it's difficult for me to narrow it down because starting that program or the course, I guess, a lot of memories and experiences just flooded back in. And so I really took this course as a time to reflect on each culture and place that I was able to travel to. I was fortunate enough that while studying in Southampton, I was able to hit 13 different countries while abroad within Europe. And I would say that I appreciated the culture of each place returning home more so than maybe while I was in the moment. Everything happened so fast and everything moves so fast when you're abroad, and it's a whirlwind. And so I really felt as though moving through the course at my own pace, I was really able to reflect on my pictures, reflect on my own thoughts, and digest what I had actually experienced and the weight that it had and how it impacts my life daily now. I really consider the way that you interact with people, language barriers, how you're able to navigate that. Those are all great skills that I was able to kind of realize I have coming out of this when I didn't realize it while in the moment.
So it sounds like during your study abroad time, you got to do a little bit of backpacking or traveling throughout Europe. And one of the great things is that, you know, you're a train ride away from an entirely diverse or different culture. When you think about your intercultural competencies, are there aspects of your study abroad experience that you look at differently now, having to have had to immerse yourself into different cultures?
So yeah, I definitely look back on it and I find that while I was a very open person prior to my abroad experience, I definitely am a homebody and I didn't have much travel experience prior to studying abroad. And that was something that was very enticing for me when applying. And the shift in cultural perspective and my ability to adapt to new behaviors, I think was a testament to how much personal growth I experienced. And I think I recognize now that I'm able to do it subconsciously, whereas before I would feel that anxiety of trying to adjust, not feeling I'm adjusting well. And I feel more confident in myself to attack new situations with different people. And like I said, I just to reflect on one thing, I vividly remember in France, well, I know we are a bilingual country. It was difficult for me because there was that language barrier and I was trying so hard. And I remember feeling, okay, take a second. Their understanding, your understanding, and that cultural difference isn't something that should be a barrier, but rather something to continue to be explored. And it was more of a mindset change for sure. But overall, I think it honestly, as cliche as it sounds, it has made me a more well-rounded person and a confident traveler in social situations.
So I know you just sort of gave an example from France. Is there one that comes to mind where you had to adapt your behavior or be a little more mindful of cultural differences here back in Canada?
Back in Canada, I would say that my previous work experience, I'm very much in a customer-facing role. So especially working near downtown Toronto, you experience a lot of different cultures and a lot of different languages, things like that, everything that comes with the culture. So I think that my experience working in retail, again, this is a specific example, but I remember a woman and she only spoke Spanish and she trusted in me to communicate and we used a translator app. We walked through and I am not proficient in Spanish whatsoever, unfortunately, but I was able to spend that time with her. And although it took more time, I was able to pick up on body language and cues and things like that more recently. And I found myself, I had a level of patience with her that maybe some people wouldn't have after experiencing a lot of what I did abroad. And I think that just is a testament to how valuable that experience is if you have the chance to go.
Yeah, I think that's a great example of empathy, meeting, communication skills, and having that transfer back into the real world. So I know in your introduction, you talked about wanting to pursue a career in teaching and possibly teaching at a high school in the future. When you think about some of those transferable skills that you gained from your time abroad, how do you think that will transfer over to the classroom or in other areas career-wise?
For sure. So with regards to teaching, I definitely was thinking about that abroad. And honestly, the experience abroad helped me reach that conclusion. I was a little unsure prior to heading abroad what I truly wanted to do. I had always considered teaching. And I knew that I had that empathetic nature, as I was told by many professors and teachers in my past, but I really wanted to know for myself. And some of the skills that I gained abroad, I would say, number one, adaptability. We kind of touched it on the previous question, but really anything can happen when you're traveling, let alone trying to get from point A to point B. There's a lot to consider. And like I had said, I had never traveled much before this point. And so it was really a wake-up call to find my independence and be that force to navigate just across countries. It was a challenge, I would say, but I definitely think that I am more than capable. And I was fortunate enough to have my aunt come over and we traveled a bit of Italy together. And she was saying and making the jokes, "You're like my mom right now. You're able to navigate these times and tickets and things," which is good to hear. Another skill that I think is quite transferable to a classroom is just my communication skills. Again, not even through language, but body language. There's so much communication through body language. And I think within a classroom, I mean, I'd like to teach high school. There's a lot you can pick up from reading the faces and your students sitting in front of you that I think through traveling and even just the differences between the UK and here, I was able to pick up on body language and communicate with others that I hadn't previously. And I'd say one more skill that I think is fully transferable is the time management. In a classroom, you have a set amount of hours to get a certain amount of content done. I did obviously study abroad, so I had to manage the school, the travel and leisure. And also really, I pushed myself to have a lot of social time because I find in Guelph, I like to stick to my studies, but I really wanted to make those new connections and realize there is a balance to life, work and play. And I think I really achieved that while abroad.
So I think that time management piece is a nice segue into the next question. So I know that when students go abroad, it's often this idea of it goes by so fast, as you mentioned, it's like a whirlwind. And then you come home and almost boom, you're back into society back here at home. So why was it important for you to sort of pause and take the time to reflect on your study abroad experience through the reentry course?
So exactly what you said, I just wanted to take that step and reflect. I was so grateful and I knew that I was grateful in those moments and that I didn't want the time to pass too quickly, but at the end of the day, it did. And I feel more connected to my experience after completing the course. And by that, I mean, I see the other perspectives. I recognize how friendships can form when you don't expect them. And I think that was one of my biggest takeaways and what the reentry course really helped me realize. You've kind of formed friendships abroad, I found, through necessity to find that home and comfort. And looking back, I just see it now as genuine people that, yes, we needed to connect, but we found each other for a reason almost. And I still connect with those. And this course inspired me and I felt motivated and I re-entered the group chat and were talking to my peers across the globe. And it just reminded me that the experience doesn't stop when you book that flight home and you return to Canada. It's a lifelong connection. And that is something that I forever treasure. And I'll look through pictures and things like that and just think, wow, that actually happened. And this course really honed in on that, which I appreciated.
So in terms of the course, I know that we talk about identity, we talked about intercultural competence, we talk about transferable skills. Was there like one section or one aha moment that you had doing that course where there was a certain section that resonated with you?
I would say the transferable skills only because I traveled abroad in my third year. I've entered my fourth year and I am very much now a forward thinker to my future path. And so I really needed that bridge to connect my experience to how this will benefit me, because I know I had the apprehension before leaving. Oh my goodness, it's a full term that I won't be in a Canadian school. How is that going to impact? How is that going to look when applying to master's programs and things? And I saw it almost as a negative, but I believe that this course turned that into a positive for me. And I gained so many skills that I don't think I could have, or maybe strengthen as much as I did while abroad. So I think that would be the section that really resonated with me and the little postcard that you complete I don't know if that's a surprise or not, but there's a postcard and you include a picture and a favorite moment and things like that at the very end of the course. And that was a great way to sum it up and connect with those that have traveled as well. You're in a big Dropbox and you see others. That was a great way to be like, okay, this, it hasn't ended, but in a way that was my sending off to my experience.
Yeah, I'm glad that you picked up or you mentioned the postcard gallery. I know sometimes at work, if I have some, you know, some free time, I'll go in and I'll just take a browse through the postcard gallery. And I find it really interesting to see what students post, the pictures they choose, and some of their short reflections on those pictures. You know, it might be just the littlest thing that triggers something meaningful to them. So I'm just curious, like, what did you choose to share with that group, and what did you take out of that postcard gallery experience?
Yeah, so if I can remember, I did complete one of my most memorable and favorite moments. I was fortunate enough to head to Switzerland and stay at a family friend's chateau in the Swiss Alps. And that is something that I could not believe. I kept saying, pinch me, pinch me, pinch me. I was hiking through the Swiss Alps. How is this possible? And there was a picture of me that they took on a ski slope. I didn't do any skiing. I'm not a skier. People are probably going to find that astonishing. But anyway, standing on the mountain, and it was just incredible to look out and see such a different landscape to something that I am used to. And it was definitely hard to pick that postcard moment because I had so many. And you just saying it's the littlest moments. My runner up was definitely one picnic we did while in Southampton. And I often look to, my travel experiences, but my time truly in Southampton, where I was studying with my friends, it was as simple as teaching the Italian friends that I now have American football and getting them to understand the concept. That was a highlight. And it was just a lot of laughs, a lot of smiles. And even just thinking about it now, that was just a perfect day is what I would describe it as. So,
wow. Both those experiences sound remarkable. I can just picture sort of that backdrop of being in the mountains and then, you know, something as simple as sharing a sport or something that you enjoy with people who might not have had that experience. That sounds amazing. I'm curious to just ask one more question on that sense. Was there a moment either after, during your reentry phase or while you were abroad where you can think of like one moment that shifted your perspectives or where you had a change in the way that you looked at things? I always like to ask students this question, so I thought I'd ask you that one as well.
Yeah, I remember. So I had the opportunity, like I said, to travel to a few places in Italy with my aunt and my cousin. And when we arrived in Florence, that was our last stop before they headed home. And I was heading back to Southampton to essentially pack up and come back home. And it was near the end, but I feel like that's very telling to anybody that knows me, but I take a while to process things. And it was, I remember sitting in complete silence. It had just rained and we were on a balcony at the hotel Airbnb thing we were staying at. And my cousin and aunt went upstairs and I was just sitting there. And I remember looking out and just thinking, I did that. I was able to navigate different challenges. And if I'm being honest, a week before leaving to study abroad, I very much considered pulling out. I'm an anxious person. I like I said, I'm a homebody. And so it almost got the best of me. And it was in that moment that I had that shift to be proud of myself. And it may sound selfish, but I truly see that as a moment of growth. And coming home, my family recognized that I felt a lot of pride in that moment. And it was kind of that quiet, almost movie-like experience where that main character comes to the realization. And I think that was my biggest realization in a moment just to myself, no one else around me, but it was just for me in that moment. So
it sounds like in that moment, you kind of had a chance to sit back and say, wow, you know, I actually did that. I didn't expect that. And as you mentioned, like when a student goes away, that journey comes to an end, but in many ways that journey is also just beginning. So you find like these little small gifts that continue on well after the experience. So on that note, in terms of helping students transition back or thinking about their reentry, is there any final advice or insights that you would share with students who are returning home from abroad?
Yeah, so returning home from abroad, I think it's important not to sugarcoat it, and that it was bittersweet. So any of those feelings that you have missing what you experienced and being a bit apprehensive of what your life will look like now, that is totally normal and quite honestly will happen. It's a lot to think that you live somewhere else for 5 or 6 months and coming home, it's like life has to start again. It's almost like that dreamlike state while you're abroad. I think that my final advice or insight would be that I personally have an appreciation for the present. Coming home, I try not to think too far in ahead, even though there's a lot of pressing things like what am I going to do for a living, all this stuff. But it's really about the people and the time you share with them that makes everything so much better. And I think that as you go through the course, that really becomes evident, I would say. And the amount of growth that you'll experience while abroad and even returning home and completing this course, it may hit you all at once or you'll take little steps. And whatever that experience looks like for you, you should be excited. You should maybe be a little nervous, but at the end of the day, it is the best thing to honestly ever happen for me personally, as again, as cheesy as that sounds. So yeah.
I know from a study abroad perspective, we often think about the pre-departure being more important than the reentry, but it sounds here where you really make a case of taking the time to think about your experience, reconnecting with some of those friends that you met while you were away, and sort of thinking about those skills and how they'll help you into the future. So sounds like you had an amazing experience, and I'm glad that you're able to sort of reflect on it and put it into words and communicate that experience both for your own personal growth and for your career as well. So on that note, I think that's all for today's episode of the Study Broadcast. Don't forget to explore your own study abroad opportunities on the CIP website, uoguelph.ca/CIP, or follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is CIP_Guelph. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Ainsley for sharing her advice, insights, and travel stories. Stay tuned to our next episode where we look to unpack the study abroad experience even further.